3. Watch for themes. Here are a couple of themes we noticed in General Conference. Which themes stood out to you? What kinds of repeated messages made an impression on you? Theme: Easter. Mentions. Remember that Christ is supreme and a precious gift to us from the Father. See President M. Russell Ballard, Precious Gifts from God. Jesus gave the ultimate example of meekness as he suffered in Gethsemane. See Elder David A. Bednar, Meek and Lowly of Heart. We may endure triumphantly because of Christ's atonement. See Elder Claudio D. Zivic, He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Jesus Christ gives us hope in his triumph over otherwise certain defeat. See Elder Larry Y. Wilson, Take the Holy Spirit as your guide. What they said. This Easter Sabbath I joyfully sing Alleluia. The song of our risen Savior's redeeming love celebrates the harmony of covenants that connects us to God and to each other, and the atonement of Jesus Christ that helps us put off the natural man and woman and yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit. Elder Garrett W. Gong. The most important day in the history of mankind was the day when Jesus Christ won the victory over death and sin for all of God's children. And the most important day in your life and mine is the day when we see him for who he truly is, when we partake with all our heart and mind of his atoning power, when with renewed enthusiasm and strength we commit to follow him. May that be a day that recurs over and over again throughout our lives. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Theme: Ministering. Mentions. Ministering is a way we can assist God with answering prayers, providing comfort, drying tears, and exalting souls. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Be with and strengthen them. We will understand the life and ministry of Christ as we serve and minister to others. See President M. Russell Ballard, Precious Gifts from God. Miracles happen when we unite to reach out to others. See Sister Reina I. Aburto, With One Accord. Service is an expression of love. Pure love is the true sign of every true disciple of Jesus Christ. See Elder Massimo De Feo, Pure Love, the Sign of Every True Disciple.
Mercy through His sacrifice. When we forgive and have mercy, we are following Christ's example because He sacrificed Himself for all men's sins, and that shows He has mercy on us. If we make a mistake, we can repent, and God will forgive us if we have a pure heart and are willing to work to improve ourselves. As children of God, we have to include, love, and support one another. Listening to the words of the prophet and apostles can help us strive to live the gospel of Jesus Christ better. Kristen W., 18, Indiana, USA. Hobbies: photography, dance, art, fashion/beauty, writing, listen to music, being involved in church activities, and travel.
What they said. The Lord has made important adjustments in the way we care for each other. Sisters and brothers, old and young, will serve one another in a new, holier way. President Russell M. Nelson. True ministering is accomplished one by one, with love as the motivation. The value and merit and wonder of sincere ministering is that it truly changes lives. When our hearts are open and willing to love and include, encourage and comfort, the power of our ministering will be irresistible. With love as the motivation, miracles will happen. Sister Jean B. Bingham.
Doing His will. I am so grateful for General Conference. Every conference, I can feel the divine love of my Savior. I learn that I need to be obedient to God's commandments to receive His blessings and guidance. I know that service will lighten my burdens as I think of others rather than myself. As I become a true disciple of Christ, I can bless the lives of others with the light of Christ which is in me. I know that the things I have heard are true, and I am thankful to be a member of this church. Callie T., 13, Alberta, Canada. My hobbies are basketball, photography, hiking, cooking.